Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now let's check in on the Democratic presidential race. And we have a call-in question for this. Democratic listeners, are you satisfied with the current field of candidates, or is there someone else you would like to join the race at this late date because you're not convinced any of the current candidates can win? 212-433-WNYC, our call-in line. Again, are you satisfied with the current field of candidates, or is there someone else you would like to join the race at this late date because you're not convinced any of the current candidates can win? And I'll add a second, more specific question. If you are currently a Joe Biden supporter, and I would love to hear from some Biden supporters on this, if you are currently a Joe Biden supporter, if he were to drop out for any reason or begin to look unelectable to you, do you have a good second choice in the current field? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Screeners, let's try to save some lines for some Biden supporters if other people call in first. If you are currently a Joe Biden supporter, if he were to drop out for any reason or begin to look unelectable to you, do you have a good second choice in the current field? And so this is a kind of a second choice call in for anybody, but particularly for Biden supporters, and we'll explain why. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I ask because of a New York Times article being talked about a lot in Democratic Party circles this week called Anxious Democratic Establishment Asks, Is There Anybody Else? And it's largely about Biden supporters in particular getting anxious, and people like Mike Bloomberg, John Kerry, and even Hillary Clinton thinking about a late entrance under the right circumstances. So if you are currently a Joe Biden supporter, if he were to drop out for any reason or begin to look unelectable to you for any reason, do you have a good second choice in the current field? And anyone who's supporting any other candidate, do you have a good second choice? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Joining us now to help explain and talk about this is Zach Montalaro. He writes the Morning Score daily newsletter for Politico. Hey, Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to WNYC today.
Thanks for having me.
And I see in your latest newsletter, one of your notes is former Vice President Joe Biden is cleaning up among former bundlers for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, but he's still losing the money race badly. And that's one of the concerns that's in the New York Times article, too, that Biden's enthusiasm as reflected, or enthusiasm for Biden as reflected by fundraising, isn't there as much as they might hope in the Biden campaign. Can you put some meat on the bones of that that note in your newsletter?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. So basically, among the top donors to the Democratic Party, people who give, you know, $500 checks or max out $2,800, they really like Joe Biden. You know, he's raking in that money, but Joe Biden just has not seen a level of enthusiasm among small donors. After the 2018 midterms, Democratic Party is basically driven mostly by small donors. It's a big change from the past that small donors make up an important piece, but not the whole pie. Now Democrats are really driven by these small dollar donors. And Biden just isn't catching on there. He just not raising money from regular people who chip in $5, $10, $25 on a regular basis or even an irregular basis. That money's going to people like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or candidate like Pete Buttigieg, who's raising money both from these big donors, people who have a lot of money to give, and from your average Joe, so to speak, you know, people who can chip in a little bit here and there.
So in the worst case doom and gloom scenario of these Democratic establishment folks, and I assume that's mostly white, older, wealthy donors who are being described in that Times article. I know you read the piece.
Yeah, you know, I don't know all of Jonathan's sources, but
Jonathan Martin, the Times.
Jonathan Martin, yeah. Oh, the the wealthy donor class among the Democratic Party is largely men. There are a lot of women, but it's largely older white men. And they're kind of worried, this happens every cycle, basically, with Democrats. Democrats are never happy with their candidate until they are, that they get worried about the quality of their candidate. But in the case of Joe Biden, there probably is a little bit of a reason to worry. Joe Biden is still, of course, leading in most polls. He, you know, him and Elizabeth Warren are 1 and 2 in most Democratic primary polls. But Joe Biden right now, there's some long-term problems with the structure of his campaign if he can't fundraise, which is leading to these concerns.
So in the worst case, doom and gloom scenario, Biden's too remote, Warren and Sanders are too far left to win the suburbs, Buttigieg has almost no black support, so turnout would be low. Even if that's all true, is no one else in the current field, big as it is, of interest to the people who are looking around outside?
Well, apparently not. The problem with both everyone outside of those top five and anyone not in the race is there's structural problems to getting into the race this late. You know, you have to fundraise, you have to hire staff, and a lot of the top Democratic staff has already been hired away by another campaign. You know, there's only so many people who know how to run a campaign, and those people are pretty much snapped up by all the other campaigns. If you look at someone like Cory Booker, who for years has been touted as a presidential candidate, just has not caught on with voters for whatever reason. His fundraising has lagged, you know, beyond the top of the pack. He will be in this race for a little bit longer for sure. He's not going anywhere anytime soon, but he does not have the resources to build out a strong campaign if they want to get behind him. Someone like Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana, another, you know, person who is kind of always floated behind the scenes as a potential Biden successor if Biden was to fall, just right now is running a very shoestring campaign. He hasn't caught on with voters. He hasn't caught on with small dollar donors. And so to go from where someone like Steve Bullock or Cory Booker are now to a front of the pack would both need a major swing in the polls and a major investment in resources that right now they can't make.
Rashi in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rashi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks so much for calling. Biden supporter, I see, yes?
Yes.
And are you as firm on Biden as you were maybe a month or two ago?
Yes.
But if he were to drop out, because that's the hypothetical, or if he were to start to look too weak to you for any reason, you have a second choice in the current field?
Yes, I do.
And that is?
And it's Amy Klobuchar.
Tell us why.
I think she's honest. I think she's not, you know, she's not running after the glamour part of it. I mean, she seems genuine. And I think that's what we need in today's world, genuine, honest people who want to get into the race because they want to do good for the society.
And, okay, good. I'm going to leave it there, Rashi. Thank you so much. Amy Klobuchar. Now, we didn't mention her yet, but Amy Klobuchar is also kind of running in the center lane, if that's an accurate description, Jack. And she, I see, just qualified for the November debate. Some of the other more centrist candidates, like Steve Bullock, who you mentioned, governor of Montana, Tim Ryan, congressman from Ohio, I'm sure I'm leaving people out. They're still in the race, technically, but they haven't been qualifying for these last few debates. Amy Klobuchar is in there every time. So is she the heir apparent to Joe Biden if there needs to be one?
Yeah, and just to be super clear, too, right now, Joe Biden has not really suffered at the polls.
Right.
The heir apparent wanting is among the donors, not among the voters.
Right.
But Amy Klobuchar could be positioned to do that. She just made the debate, like you mentioned, hasn't missed anything. She runs into a similar problem that a lot of other candidates have who are further down the polls, is that they're spending more money than they're raising right now. When you're someone like Amy Klobuchar or someone who had already dropped out of the race, like Kirsten Gillibrand, you can afford to do that for a while because you have money left over from your Senate runs. It can't go forever. But in the past week, Amy Klobuchar has had a good past couple weeks. She qualified for the debate after the previous debate. And, you know, earlier this month, her campaign said she raised $2 million in the course of, I think, about 10 days, 11 days. That's really good. That's about half of what she raised in the entirety of the third quarter. So the momentum is not quite showing up there yet in polls. You know, she's still polling at 3% nationally. That's not, you know, anywhere near enough to put her at the top of the pack. But if she can get money, she can start investing in the ground game. Amy Klobuchar's campaign is, you know, betting big on Iowa. They have staff in Iowa. They're hoping to have a stronger than expected performance there. So she could emerge should the moderate voters start to try to trickle away from Joe Biden.
Jack in Suffern, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, the thing about that, it's incredible because Biden's doing very well. I look at the Real Clear Politics every day.
Right, and let me just say, again, we said it at the beginning and Zach just said it, but to be clear, there's no sign that this is happening now. And we should also say, and Zach, I'll come back to you with this in a minute, that there's no sign that for all this blah, blah, blah around the impeachment inquiry about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden that Trump is trying to gin up. I haven't seen any indication that any of that, since there's no evidence of anything, has landed on Joe Biden and making people doubt him simply because questions that appear to be fake questions are being raised. So I don't want to do anything to cast electability doubt on him based on nothing. But apparently, according to the Times article, a lot of Democratic donors are worried. So with all of that in parentheses, Jack and Suffern, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think that Joe's, just his recent rise in polls, the one that came out today, Warren was ahead, you know, but if you watch them, they're all over the place. Mm-hmm. But he's been consistently on top, and I think he's gotten a little bit better. I think that the last debate was not good for Elizabeth Warren. And I think that Trump's attack on him has actually helped him. But the money is a big problem.
But who would be your number two, just in case? Curious.
Pete Buttigieg. And it's just, I think he's really intriguing. Qualification-wise, no qualifications in foreign affairs. And to me, I'm a political scientist, uh-huh. and I always, foreign affairs is always my favorite thing. I'm part of the foreign affairs.
He's got that. He's got that military background. Buttigieg does. Does that go?
But that's not.
It's Joe not
Biden
foreign
knows
policy.
All these people.
Jack, I'm going to leave it there. I really appreciate your call. Please call us again. But for time, gotcha. And Bill in Huntington, you're on WNYC, Biden supporter. Hi,
yeah,
Bill.
Hi,
let's go right to who your number two would be, just in case.
Well, I think that a binary choice like that is a false choice. I think the best thing we could do is run Joe with Warren as his vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 4 years, after Joe cleans up the mess in Washington, where we need a real bureaucrat to just clean out all the garbage that has mm-hmm. destroyed mm-hmm. every department, let Joe step down and let Liz take it for another 8 years.
Would you be, and of course you'd have to be elected, but would you be at all concerned as a Biden supporter that Warren, even as running mate, would be too left for too many voters?
Well, the trouble is the debates are a joke. There's just too many darn people up there that don't have a chance, that are wasting so much time. Nobody's getting down to a real discussion. And the real problem is our tax system. We have a population that's living on triple tax-free municipals. Corporations, LLCs, and sole proprietorships are hiring accountants to pay nothing. Our entire debt is being carried on the back of waitresses who have no choice about what they pay in.
But Bill, thank you so much. Let's do one more with somebody from outside the field. Steve and Tom's River, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve, real quick.
Hey, good morning. My choice would be, I haven't heard anybody talking about, somebody our government definitely need healing, truth, and decency. I think Admiral McRaven, I don't even know if he would like to run, but he's not political. The independents would love him, even some Republicans. But I think him... I think he wiped the floor if Trump was still in office.
He led the raid that got Bin Laden, didn't he?
Yes. He's got a military career. He's charismatic. He's outspoken against Trump. But like I said, he's not a Republican. He's not a Democrat. Mm-hmm. He's not too far left or right. I think he'd be an excellent choice to clean things up, to get the country back on the right course, and then the next election, be it as it may. But I think we need healing right now. We need to come together as a country.
Steve, thank you so much. To wrap this up, Zach, is there a disconnect between these Democratic establishment figures wringing their hands, as reported on by the New York Times, that there may be no electable candidate in the field right now. There was a Pew poll in July that found about two-thirds of Democratic and Democratic-leaning registered voters, 65%, said they have an excellent or good impression of the Democratic presidential candidates as a group. So is this just like wealthy donors being out of touch with most of the party?
I mean, it's not unusual for Democratic donors to be out of touch with the party. Look at who's polling about, 30, 40%, if you add it up, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, usually not in the top three choices of many donors, but voters are responding to them. It's kind of laughable almost at this point to think another candidate is going to get in the race. Is it possible? Sure. Is there so many structural barriers in the way that would really stop any candidate, short of, Michelle Obama, from having an incredible rise in the polls and being able to set up a legitimate campaign? Absolutely. So Democratic donors, the Democratic thinking class, every few years gets worried about their candidates. There was a worry before 2018 midterms that they didn't have the right candidates in the House, they were going to blow it. Democrats won 40 seats. So it's part of being a Democrat, I think, is just having this worry that it all is not going to work out.
Zach Montalaro, campaign reporter at Politico, where he also writes the Daily Morning Score newsletter. Thanks a lot, Zach.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Much more to come.